You're listening to SBS News.
On the day when Oslo was set to celebrate Pride, it was left reeling from a shooting at a popular gay bar and two other venues. Police say the 42-year-old man suspected of carrying out the attack is a radicalized Islamist with a history of mental illness. Oslo police lawyer Christian Hatlo says he's of Iranian origin and has been charged with murder, attempted murder, and acts of terrorism.
The terror charge is based on the number of wounded and killed, number of crime scenes. We have at least three crime scenes, and our overall assessment at the moment is that there is a reason to assume that it was his intention to spread severe fear among the general population.
Roger Berg, acting head of Norway's intelligence service, says the gunman was known to the service.
The perpetrator has been known to PSD before. The perpetrator has a long history of violence and threats, and the perpetrator has been known to security services since 2015 with concerns that he was radicalized as part of an Islamist network in Norway.
One eyewitness, Marcus Nybakken, describes the aftermath inside the nightclub.
I had been to London pub and I had left to go here to Caesar Bar, and when I got to Caesar Bar, lots of people start running and screaming, and I thought there was a fight outside, so I go out, but then I hear people say it's a shooting and that there is someone shooting with a machine gun. So I wait a little and look over towards Papadjornet and London Club, and my first thought is that someone has shot at London. It was my first thought. So when it calmed down a bit and I didn't hear more shots, I headed towards London to see if I could help, if someone was injured.
The shooting reminded Mr. Nybakken of the Pulse gay nightclub shooting in Florida in 2016 that saw 49 people killed and 53 wounded.
It's tragic, and my first thought was in relation to Orlando. My first thought was that Pride was the target, so that's frightening. There were many who cried, who screamed, injured who screamed, people upset and scared. Very, very scared, and guests were lying on the floor inside because they were very scared.
The tragedy forced the cancellation of this weekend's Oslo Pride Parade, but that didn't stop people from marching through Oslo. Norwegian Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre says the LGBTIQ plus community had been looking forward to Pride.
We had expected a lively and enthusiastic parade through our streets of people celebrating Pride after 3 years of pandemics and other standstills. Instead, we have a dark day where terror struck Oslo this night. Everything indicates that this has been an attack by extreme Islamists. This is under investigation, and I cannot draw conclusions from that investigations, but we have two people killed, 21 people injured, and a lot of people afraid.
Crowds gathered outside the site of the shooting to drop cards, flowers, and create impromptu memorials for the victims. Norway's Crown Prince Haakon, Crown Princess Mette Marit, and Prime Minister Støre visited the site of the London pub to pay their respects. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.